Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Once upon a time, keyboard music was written for the clavichord or the harpsichord. A harpsichord looks a lot like a piano, but the sound is produced differently. Inside a harpsichord, the strings are plucked by little quills, sharp pointy spikes usually made from the hard ends of feathers. The only way to get the harpsichord to play louder is to pluck more than one string at a time. But a piano has little felt-covered hammers that hit the strings, which means you can control the dynamics, how loud the sound is, by how hard you push the keys. The piano is named for the fact that you can change the dynamics. Piano is short for pianoforte, Italian for soft, loud.
One of the cool things about Beethoven is that he was living at a time when the piano was literally growing up.
That's William Black, who was head of the piano department at the University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music. According to him, when Beethoven started writing for the piano, it only had 48 keys. But by the end of Beethoven's life, it was much closer to today's piano, which has 88 keys.
So over the course of his 30 or 40 years of writing, he was watching this instrument grow both in power and in range. Sort of like a parent watching a child grow from a baby to an adolescent and finally to an adult.
In the 32 sonatas, big solo pieces that Beethoven wrote for the piano, you can hear him demonstrating some of the great things his new instrument could do. William Black said in one sonata, Beethoven starts both hands playing in the lower part of the keyboard.
And within a very short time, the right hand sort of climbs very quickly, as if it's in a hurry, to the top of the piano, and it keeps doing that over and over again. And when it gets to the top of the piano, it plays very loudly all of a sudden to sort of proclaim that it's gotten to the top.
That was one way to show how large the piano keyboard had gotten. In another sonata, Beethoven starts both hands in the middle of the piano, then has them travel to opposite ends of the keyboard before they meet back up again in the middle. Or Beethoven has the top and bottom parts of the keyboard hold a conversation. In this sonata, it almost sounds like a grandfather talking to his grandchild. One of the great improvements to the piano in Beethoven's day was the pedal. Early pianos had a lever near your knee, which was pretty awkward to use. On Beethoven's piano, the pedals had been moved to where they are today, near the ground, and you operated them with your feet. Pedals change the quality of the sound. When you hit a key on the piano, hammers strike the strings, and the sound starts. When you let go of the key, things called dampers come down onto the strings to stop the sound. William Black said Beethoven loved the new and improved damper pedal, which stopped the dampers from stopping the sound so that it kept on going and going.
So here was a brand new sort of hazy, foggy, misty type of sound that he was introducing to music that this pedal would make possible on the piano.
Listen closely and you can hear how the melody gets slightly blurred. That's from the Tempest Sonata, a piece Beethoven named for Shakespeare's play, The Tempest, which Beethoven said inspired him to write that sonata. Before that, you heard part of the Pathetique Sonata, a name that Beethoven also came up with, and the Moonlight Sonata, a name that was not Beethoven's idea. Moonlight was attached to that sonata by a publisher who knew he could make more money selling a piece with a catchy title. I hope you've enjoyed hearing the inventive things Beethoven did with the piano. Next week, a look at what Beethoven did with the symphony. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.